Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Do you recall that this book in the Greek was called Arithmoi? Well, God certainly does his arithmetic here. After the long list of the dedication gifts in Numbers 7, verses 11 to 83, the Lord totals them all for us in verses 84 to 88. There were 252 animals given as offerings, and the gold and silver was substantial. Each silver platter was estimated to weigh 4.5 pounds, or 2 kilos, not including its contents. The precious metals certainly added up. Quote, all the silver of the vessels weighed 2,400 shekels. All the gold of the pans weighed 120 shekels, verses 85 and 86. It was quite a display of largesse, strangely reminiscent of, but a way better than, the 12 days of Christmas. The last verse gives us a clue as to why this was all so important. After all 12 days of giving were done, we read, quote, when Moses went into the tabernacle of meeting to speak with him, he heard the voice of one speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the Ark of the Testimony. Verse 89. Ah, that was it. God was speaking. These gifts pointed to his indescribable gift, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15. All the gold pointed to the glory of Christ's deity. The silver spoke of his lavish redemption. The grain offerings illustrated his sinless life. The animals prefigured his infinite sacrifice. And the incense reminds us of the sweet satisfaction he brought to his Father. God is not enriched by our giving to him. He owns everything. He gives us everything in the gift of his Son. Someone noted that this chapter has 89 verses, and the four Gospels have a total of 89 chapters. There we will hear, quote, the voice of one speaking, not from above the mercy seat, but as a real man living in our world, talking to people like us with God's message for our hearts.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.